The result is that the majority UNIR has obtained 108/113. It means almost we have an overwhelming majority at the National Assembly.
I was speaking to an opposition person who said that the turnout was low, and also that
61% is not low compared to the other countries around Togo. I would like to remind that the last legislative elections in Benin, the rate was 37 or 38, and the last legislative elections in Cote d'Ivoire, it was below 40. So it means the rate is still very high in Togo.
When I spoke with you, you said there were some outside observers, but I was told that the government also denied some local monitors like the Episcopal Church and others from monitoring the election.
Yes, but when you take the Catholic Church, they had already expressed their opinion and they said they were opposed to what we were doing. So how do you expect them to become neutral and independent after having expressed their opinion? So I think when we want to have something very credible, we have also to be very fair in how we select the observers.
So, Gilbert, now that you have won the election, what's next?
Yeah, we will continue to run the country, taking into consideration the interests of the population. But we will also be listening to the opinion of everyone, including the political actors. It is not because we have an overwhelming majority that we will stop dialoguing and listening to the citizens and to the all the components of the society. For the sake of the country, we have to continue working with some openness.
I guess what I was asking therefore is that there was a controversy going into the election about the new constitution. What happens now to that constitution? Does that mean that President Fortuna Simba now will continue or will be elected by the parliament?
First of all, we have just ended the election. We will take time and see how we apply the new constitution. President Paul has never expressed his own opinion and his interest. But in the party, we made the campaign indicating that we would like him to become the president of the council, the head of the government, but not the head of the state, because we will have the president of the republic who will be the head of state, who most probably will be another person. And then President Paul, we would like him to become the president of the council. So it means the head of the government. But for the time being, this is premature. We don't want to discuss about that before the new National Assembly is installed and the Senate is also put in place.